A dialect of Haven, Leicestershire. W.H. Hunt, aged 82, a retired labourer, a native, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in April 1957.
Listen straight from the beginning. When I started work, I went out service for 3 years at Normanton. I was 10 years of age and I worked the next day. Well, it ain't love, I don't tell you lies. I started work at 10 years of age, half a crown a week in my grub and lodgings. I was there 3 years. I left there and I went to Haven Brickyard. I was there perhaps 12 months. I got 6 bob a week. 6 in the morning till 6 at night, no, half past 6 in the morning, half an hour breakfast, an hour dinner, and knocked off at 5:30. 6 bob a week and I worked till 2 o'clock of Saturday. I left there and then I went to the Sox Mill for 10 bob a week. One of his mates got the sack and I went in his place for 10 bob a week of days and a week of nights. I was there 6 years till I got Ed Grind at the last 2 years I was there. One of Ed Grinders lot responsible for the grinding. Mm-hmm. Well then I left there and went back to the brickyard and I was there with a bit of time before I left and went back. I was there 44 years. And I never again me thanked me, only got a week money in hand. I did. Me and my son both come off together. But they put let the kill go out, take on account of the zeps and that.
Oh yes.
You say there's all more, you very right, what you round the caps with the heat's coming up, but what it fired the bits of second and it shone, you say, and they done it purpose for the zeps and that. I won't be when the bloody zeps come over. And the first German war, boy, got that war. Ooh. When they got down to where is it, to Stanton, which they heard the bombs dropping. They do some damage there. Well, I went from, when we went off at the Kilgo out, I went from there to Fuller's. I was there 15 years. Listen what I'm telling you. I was firing the boiler there and helping the factory unload and pack the yarn and that, all like that, and looking after 2 gardens for them. I dug it up from turf and chopped them all the stick and that, you know, for their fires, their bosses. Dry it on the boil and then chopped it up for them. And when I left, now listen, I went to my Stanley one Monday morning. I said, I won't see Miss Stanley, he's the boss. I said, all right, so I'm back in a minute. He said, go on in the office, back in a minute. Well, I said, you know what I've come for, don't you? I said, I'll read a rumour. I said, I want to finish for you next Friday night. All being well, I said, oh, I said, you don't want to talk like that. I said, you another 10 years yet. Well, I'm going 82 now.
Really?
Oh, I'm.
It don't look it.
Doesn't matter, bugger, I'm not end on it. Yes, I'm going 82. And I said, oh, it buggered my stomach, I'm not going to walk till I drop dead. Oh, well, I said, never mind, I said, but when he was coming through the factory, he brought his typist, young woman from Loughborough. I was in the yarn room, and I was talking to Mr. Reeve, and he said, oh, and he said, I haven't forgot you. Well, I got to go in, I'd finished then, mind you. I said, he hadn't forgot me. So I went to the factory, I had to go in to get the money, because we got to help load of the scrap, all scrap stuff up, you know, to go to the, be all done again, weaved out again. Went to Relays Mills, Manchester Road somewhere, and I went back again and again with 30 bob, that was the finish. But anyhow, his son lives up Shepherd's Road, opposite my gardens, and he come to me and says, well, oh, Harris, I thought we were going to have a bit of deal when you left us. I says, ah, oh, did you? I says, my God, I said, it's fell through. So, I said, near mine, I says, you man, come and have a pair of 2 socks when you want. And I didn't. I went again with 4 pair of these this year. Last year I got 6 pair. And that's all I've ever had in my life. And I've never had a copper left in my life on neither sides. Never in my life, not a copper. And I've only had the sack but once in my life, and I deserved it. But I doesn't tell you what it was. All right.